B-Pod Studios.
Things that came out of this thing, the Phil Jackson story, the whole backstory there, getting to that point, like that's why I didn't know Phil Jackson, like his best friends growing up were Native Americans, which led to the philosophy he had about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Like all those little things that other people might look at minutia, I look at as something that really explains the little things, explain the why. And that's what we're always looking for, is explaining the why. And I thought that did a good job of it. Like LeBron James, if a documentary comes out, an at-length documentary comes out about him, these are the stories I want to know about. 16 years old playing against Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and you make a great point, Mark, and it's something that I talk about a lot. You want to see what other people thought. I love watching things through other people's eyes. And I've said it before, whether it's a sporting event and you watch it as a parent, you watch it one way, as a coach, you watch it another, as a player, you watch it as another, you know, whatever, as a referee, you watch it as another. Like, so we're watching this documentary and we have our own feelings, mm-hmm. right? But that's why I'm so fascinated with asking other people how they viewed it also, because we see how Horace Grant viewed it. Now we're learning how Scottie Pippen viewed it, how at the time Steve Kerr viewed it. And we hear all these guys of what they thought of it at the time. I'm fascinated at what people think of it as they watched it now, from texting my high school basketball coach to my best friends to you guys every day. I loved it because when you do that, you learn more. And we can go out here and say, oh, I know this, and we have these arguments every day about sports. But ultimately, you sit back and you learn something from somebody all the time. You know, I might learn something from Sean every once in a while. He calls in and gives this little Jerry Krause thing, and I might say, no, you're wrong. You know, the guy won 8 and 16 years, or 6 and 18 years. But then I'll go back and I'll say, wow, Sean knows a lot. You know, let me look up some stuff. Like, that's the coolness of all this stuff. You just continue to learn about it and learn about it, and then you form your opinions.
Yeah, but the first thing you said this morning was George Mikan still sucks.
Oh, yeah, he's horrible. I came in with a George Mikan jersey with a big X through the numbers.
Why would you do that? Because you know what it evolves to. It evolves to an argument about Jerry Krause that nobody wants to have.
That's not happening.
Well, I know two people that want to have it. Bob Cooney and mediocre man himself, Sean.
Nah, Graham. I'm done with Jerry Krause.
You're done with Jerry Krause?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, who has become more popular over quarantine? Joe Exotic, Carole Baskin, or Jerry Krause? Like, of those names, who's been debated more during quarantine? It's a tough question.
You know, it's a good one.
It's a Twitter poll for another day.
It might
day.
Be a different Twitter, yeah, a you Friday are, Twitter poll question.
You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WP and Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. 9 o'clock today, we're going to talk some NBA hoops. Some hope is out there regarding the NBA, more than had previously existed. Some hope is out there about the NHL. And you know what? One guy said the right thing in Major League Baseball, and yes, it was a player. Whatever it takes. That's what I want to hear. As a baseball fan, I want to hear that. Now, in my dark place, I'm still rooting that baseball just shuts down and then totally kisses the asses of all the fans and then revamps itself a little bit. Like, in my dark of dark places.
Yeah.
That's more what I'm leaning towards.
I can't go there.
I can. I have a dark personality sometimes. And
yeah, you're really dark. That's like you quitting on baseball is like you quitting on pasta. I mean, it's a staple in your life. Hey, you know what?
That's a good point, Bob.
As long as if baseball doesn't play, you're not eating nachos anymore. I've laid down the rule. You don't eat nachos until baseball resumes.
Now listen to me.
You get what you ask for.
Now you listen to me, you sick maniac. All right, let's not do that. I tried that 1 year for Lent.
You're doing an injustice to all baseball fans out there.
I tried giving up nachos once for Lent. And let me say this, that was the fastest. I also gave up the F word once during Lent. The nacho thing broke faster than the F word. Let me just say that.
Hmm. You gave up the F word?
I gave up using that word. Because you shouldn't use that word.
Yeah.
But it feels so good.
It does, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Four letters. Everything's out. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah, it's
my father doesn't curse, and I'm the opposite.
What is it? It's the language.
The language of the oh, God, I always screw it up. The
bleeping morons? Is that what your dad said? No, I'm just kidding. But no, that's how I think. Yeah,
intolerant and weak-minded or something?
Yeah, I tend to disagree with that. I think that's dumb. AF, you know what I'm saying? but nonetheless, there was one good thing, and it was from Charlie Blackman over there yesterday. He was on MLB Network. We'll get to it a little bit later. But we have some hope is the main thing here with sports possibly returning. The basketball is saying that Orlando, the worldwide sports, the Disney Magic Kingdom is going to have the NBA resume its season. The NHL is very optimistic. And I found what we were talking about earlier, just to put a bow on that conversation before we get into what Miles Sanders had going on. And what was said in the ESPN article was that the proposed format in the NHL would have the top four seeds. The Flyers would be one of them. The top four seeds participating in a three-game tournament during play-in round, during the play-in round, thereby alleviating concerns from top teams like the Flyers that they could be rusty and facing sharper teams coming off first round games. It hasn't been determined in the if the mini tournament among the top four conference teams will have an impact on seeding.
It has to. It has to. You can't throw your team out there just to say, oh, get your legs out, you know, get your legs under you.
So
no, it has to mean something.
They're having a play-in, they're having play-in games amongst the lower seeds, which makes sense.
Right.
But instead of having another bye week, essentially, they're going to have those teams actually play as a preseason, as an exhibition.
Well, that's why you have to put, yeah, that's why you have to lay, put seedings to it. Like 1 versus 4, 2, 3.
Well, you're not
eliminated. The tournament is 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a chance. Like the Flyers are a 4 seed right now. They have a chance to move up to the 1 seed. Therefore, they'll be guaranteed to play the 8th seed or whoever comes out of that, you know, whatever. It puts them in a better spot to advance. Yeah, you have to put a seeding on the top 4 seeds in that little round robin tournament.
Yes. I think
they're advancing no matter what.
Right.
Which is different from the other playing games. But they're playing for their seeding.
I think you have to do it
right?
that way.
Yeah, because I don't want guys out there. Like, I don't care. If there's no meaning, real meaning to the game, not that you're half-assing it at all and you're working hard to get yourself in shape, but that little edge isn't there. And
right.
when you don't have fans there, now the little edge becomes a really big edge. And now you're really prone to injury.
So, exactly. So, you can't. Here's what rubs me the wrong way about it. Okay, if I'm a top four team, Bob, and you're one of the play-in games,
right.
you're playing playoff games while I'm playing exhibitions.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
Like, that's stupid. Like, it's flat-out stupid. So it would have to impact. It would probably eventually go to seeding. But just doing the math in my head real quick, would another team have to play for that fourth or third spot? Like, essentially play for the bronze medal? The bronze
yeah.
medal game?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you would have to play for that fourth and third spot. Yeah, and it might be a case where if records are the same, it might be goal differential. It, you know, I don't know what it is, but you have to put something on those games. I firmly believe that.
Yeah. So someone's hitting us up on Twitch right now. PKR108 telling me baseball is going to end itself. That's kind of how it feels.
It's quite possible. Yeah.
All right. Now that's the NHL's rules for starting play again, resuming their season. I'm in favor of it. They have 2 cities that could be on the mark right there. They could have up to 9 cities, according to Gary Bettman. So he just said that, I believe it was Monday. Now the latest report is 2 cities. So we'll talk about that for the NHL. For the NBA, it still looks like Orlando is going to be the thing. So those are 2 things that came out from yesterday's news. The other thing we're going to get into here is Miles Sanders. And we've been talking about Carson Wentz for the vast majority of the morning. And this Pete Prisco list that doesn't have him as a top 11 quarterback in the NFL. We've asked the question on our Twitter poll if you think he's a top 5. Because I think talent-wise, he's absolutely a top 5 quarterback. If you're starting right now to play football, right? If you're going to start a season, start a team, Carson Wentz would be one of the top 5 guys taken? I think he absolutely
top 5
would.
Quarterbacks
taken. Top 5 quarterbacks taken. Because I think talent-wise, absolutely I want to build around that.
All right, let's do it then. All right, like you want to put a name to it?
Well, I would, what, you know, top 5 quarterbacks right now going forward?
No. So seriously, if
Redraft?
Yeah, if we had to draft top 5 and we went around, I think Mahomes would go 1.
Mahomes would go 1, absolutely.
Wilson's 2.
Would go 2 still. But he's, what, how old is he now? 30? No, he's not 30 yet. He's
probably
30.
About 30, 31.
Lamar Jackson
would be up there.
MVP. Okay. Yes or no, Jame?
I can't yet. I can't put last year's MVP in the top 5 quarterbacks in the league yet. I personally can't. I understand.
No, yeah.
People can. It's 1 year. It's the tiniest sample size ever.
He's accomplished more than Carson.
Carson's got a Super Bowl ring.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just like Doug has that Green Bay Packers trophy behind him.
Would you take a Super Bowl every year or an MVP trophy every year?
The ultimate point of the game is
to get rings on your finger, not MVP awards.
No. So if you, I'll have to write it
I
out.
Can't put Lamar Jackson in the top 5 quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, I still have.
Starting today. Like, if you drafted today.
For the rest of their career?
Yeah.
Well, wait, whoa.
I thought we were talking about just this season.
Oh, like just one and done, 1 year?
So here we go with the labeling again. It's just
it's how you okay.
No, but you raised a
because
great
then
point.
Age comes into it.
Exactly.
So I was just talking about 2020 football season.
If you needed a quarterback for this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't put Lamar Jackson in.
All right, so let's start it again. So Mahomes, yes.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Mahomes, Wilson, yeah, okay.
Lamar Jackson is a bubble guy.
You guys can have your own votes. I'm out on Lamar Jackson in my top five. I'm putting him in there.
I think I'm taking him above Wentz for this season,
see,
yes.
See, the other thing is if you say just for this year, then Tom Brady's back in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy.
See,
he's in the NFC now. He's the enemy.
I don't know. I'm convinced Brady's it's over.
Yeah, Brady's got a foot in the...
You call Breeze a rag arm? Yeah. I think Brady...
He's still solid, but it's... Like, his worst is still better than...
Most average.
Mediocre.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, if you take a guy for this season, 42-year-old Brady or Carson Wentz, who you taking?
I'm taking Carson.
I'm taking Carson also.
Okay.
All right.
This is one of these things I got to write down with my idiot brain. But nonetheless, when you do talk about Carson and him kind of building on what he has done in his career, it's all going to come down to his weapons. And we talk about Carson and whether or not he would have won that MVP award, and we all agree he would have if he got injured. But then there again, there's the would have, should have, could have, would have. If he's got an MVP in his backfield, then he's going to look even that much better. And Miles Sanders is setting the bar high, and he's setting the bar exactly where you want him to set it. And it reminds me of one particular Philadelphia athlete of old, before he won a championship. And it makes me think you got to say it before you are it. Hey, one of my favorite things about Muhammad Ali ever is that he said, I'm the greatest before he was.
Oh, yeah.
He knew he was going in that direction. You got to set your mind to something. And there's one Eagles player right now that's absolutely doing it, and it's Miles Sanders. And it reminds me of another former Philadelphia athlete that said it before it really happened. And we're going to get into that when we come back here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This weekend, there will be a clash of the Titans. Legend versus legend, goat versus goat. A tale as old as time. When these Goliaths face off on the golf course this weekend, they won't be doing it for the fame and glory. They'll be playing for the love of the game. And DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you on the course with special sign-up offers up to $1,000. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino is adding to the excitement by offering great prop bets throughout the big event this weekend. There will be hole-by-hole betting, specific player props, and so much more. And if that isn't enough to get you in on the action, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a special promotion. Just place $20 in bets on the big event, and you'll receive a free $20 live bet. Bet 20, get 20. Not a big golf fan? Don't worry. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino has you covered. DraftKings Sportsbook has recently launched a mobile casino in Pennsylvania with hundreds of options, including blackjack, roulette, and more. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use code FANATIC. That's FANATIC when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbooks has a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, that's enter code FANATIC and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino and Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NBA moves forward. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Lowe's. Pro shop Lowe's for up to 40% off select appliances with free local delivery. Offers valid through June 3rd. Delivery applies to appliances $299 or more, U.S. only. Adrian Wojnarowski reported yesterday that the NBA is expected to start allowing players who left their team markets at the beginning of the pandemic to return to the team around June 1st. The specific set of guidelines on how players are expected to return has not yet been announced. Part of the league's migration back requires a two-week recall period to allow players to return and have time to quarantine before going into facilities, followed by 1 or 2 weeks of individual workouts before a 2 to 3 week formal team training camp until the season can get underway. With this potential format, games are expected to begin by the end of July. Shams also reported yesterday that Disney World in Orlando, Florida has become the front runner in possible host sites to resume the season. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Varzetta in the Morning.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Sponsors and friends of the station, Family and Company Jewelers is happy to announce that they are now open for curbside pickup, consultation, sales, and consignments at their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Follow them on social media or visit familyjewelers.com for hours and additional information. Stay safe, but don't make love wait. Curbside service available starting this week from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
Loyalty is all about being there. Day in, day out. So AAA thanks you for being there with loyalty rewards. Like when you get savings on AAA auto insurance just for being a AAA member. And when you switch to AAA auto insurance, you could save more based on how long you've been a AAA member and how long you've had your current insurance. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to a AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com/insurance to learn more about AAA auto insurance and loyalty rewards.
97.5 The Fanatic, in conjunction with our parent company, Beasley Media Group, is working to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic in our area. Visit the Pro Shop at 97.5TheFanatic.com and purchase special Philly Stands Together merchandise. 100% of the net proceeds benefit the PHL COVID-19 Fund, providing grants to organizations throughout Philadelphia and surrounding counties in PA and New Jersey to serve the needs of our most vulnerable neighbors and to ensure critical resources remain accessible for those with the greatest need. We are all in this together. Visit 97.5TheFanatic.com for complete details.
Hey, it's Mike Miss here. Let me tell you about a new home delivery service called Cinch. Cinch delivers propane right to your doorstep so you can keep grilling all summer long. And right now, Cinch is offering your first tank exchange for just $10 when you use my promo code FANATIC. Just go to cinch.com, that's spelled C-Y-N-C-H. Pick a delivery date that's convenient for you and use my promo code FANATIC at checkout to get your $10 tank. No more going through the hassle of lugging the used tank to the store. Stay safe and stay grilling with Cinch.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/grow200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/grow200.
Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. Watch Margot Robbie take us into the twisted mind of Harley Quinn. Don't miss Birds of Prey. Working apart from the Joker, Harley Quinn teams up with Black Canary, Huntress, and Detective Montoya to stop a brutal killing from Black Mask, Gotham City's most ruthless crime lord. Let Redbox bring you together, because connection is everything. Now more than ever, make it a movie night and visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at Redbox.com.
Right now, it feels like the world's standing still. But if you look to the land, it's a whole different story. From farms to backyards, wheels are turning, seeds are being planted, animals are getting fed, grass is growing, and families are giving their all to the soil. Because no matter how uncertain things get, the land never stops. So to all those linked to the land, John Deere says thank you. We're here for you because we all run together. Nothing runs like a deer.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa!
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times. As represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. based on data from the MPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Marzetta in the morning, now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Joe Tessitore was on Monday Night Football, right? That was, now he's off, him and Booger. Right?
Yeah, and Booger. They're done. Me and my cousin started competing against Booger and Peloton. It's pretty funny. We both try to beat Booger because he puts up huge scores. And my cousin got him twice this past week. And he's like, I got Booger!
Whenever you score more, that means you usually win.
You win the game if you score more points.
Booger McFarlane.
I'll miss the Boogerisms. I found them funny.
I don't think they're going away.
Yeah, I guess I'll just be in studio.
Yeah. But Tessitore, real quick, before we get to Miles Sanders here, and our boy Dan Shorts is on the line here as well. He's doing this golf thing. Holy moly. Did you see this? Him and Rob Riggle?
Yeah, isn't that the Steph Curry thing? Or is it
yeah.
A, yeah.
But I just
have you ever watched it?
No.
You know, it's like that gimmicky kind of like, yeah it's strange.
How would you like to go? But I say this because Monday Night Football to holy moly. Now, he was doing this. I don't think this is brand new for him.
Yeah.
But after the news comes out,
yeah.
Hey, Monday Night Football announcer Joe Tessitore to holy moly announcer Joe Tessitore.
That hurts.
Let me say this.
Good line.
That stings a little bit.
Stings the nostrils.
Let me just say that. Like, I don't think Joe Tessitore was very good. People talk about the broadcast being bad because of McFarland. I don't think Joe Tessitore was Monday Night Football.
He was not cut out for that life.
No, not even, no. And I just can't believe the fall of Monday Night Football. And it started when Madden and Michaels went to NBC for Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. And then what happened? God, Madden and Michaels went there, and then, like, who was your next grouping? It wasn't Gruden yet.
No. Was that Jaws and
Jaws, that's right. Jaws was on there.
Is that when they did the whole Dennis Miller experiment?
Oh, my God.
No, that was with Michaels.
That was with Michaels?
That was with Michaels and I think Dan Fouts.
Jeez. And then they had Tony Kornheiser.
That was the other
day. That was a disaster. Yeah. And I like Kornheiser.
Oh, we all love Jaws. We all love Kornheiser. I'm trying to think of the main play. Was it Tirico?
Yes.
That was the booth.
I like Mike Tirico, too. It just didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so there's a food that has all my favorite things, and I can't stand it. And my dad makes it every Easter, and I had to lie to my one aunt all the time about
pizza steak.
It was pizzagina or pizzagina. I think it's the ethnic way to say it, the traditional way to say it, whatever it is. It's like a bunch of stuff that I love, like prosciutto and like soppressata and egg and bread and cheese, and it's all cooked together.
What's the problem here?
I don't know what it is, but all of them together, no thanks. That booth was Pizzagina, all right? That's what that booth was. Huh. It just didn't work. And for whatever reason, Monday Night Football has just gone down the tubes. But anyway, I bring this up because Tessitore, I saw the promo again for it last night, is joining Rob Riggle to now do Holy Moly.
Mm.
And perhaps what stings the
most... It's like miniature golf for people out there that don't know.
Is that what it is?
It's like miniature golf with these crazy... It's miniature golf on, 10 years of steroids. Seriously, it's wild the stuff that they do, but...
But here's what makes it worse. They wear, like, the old-school Howard Cosell-era ABC Monday Night Football jackets.
The mustard yellow?
The mustard yellow jackets.
Yeah.
That I always thought were, like, the coolest things in all of, like, broadcasting, right? it'd only be cooler if they wore the chest microphone. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they did it the other day with Peyton Manning and Al Michaels. They wore the old chest microphones.
Did they really?
Yeah. They had them on when Peyton Manning was trying to do Howard Cosell and doing it terribly, by the way. But nonetheless, I just thought it was an odd thing. Maybe I'll watch.
For someone who's seen a little bit of it.
Yeah? Am I missing something?
Unless we're in quarantine, you're all right.
Are you watching the golf event on Sunday?
Yes.
I'll be watching that.
Yeah. Tiger.
Tiger
and we should get
Colonel in a call.
We should get Michael on tomorrow. Colonel on tomorrow. But the Tiger, Phil, Tom, Peyton, right? All trash talking. All right.
Yeah, Brady said he's not very good. He said my rings on the field don't translate to the golf course.
I think he's going to be a huge failure out of these four.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the worst
because I don't think the personality's there. Now, maybe he'll surprise us, because I think many go in thinking, oh, Tom Brady, what's...
I don't know.
Like, he surprised me on a talk show where they put a beer in front of him, and they said, oh, we hear you're a chugger.
Yeah.
And, like, his eyes lit up, and boom, boom. And I was like, oh, cool, he's kind of human.
I'm friends with a former teammate of his, and Mark, you are as well, and he says he's pretty cool.
Okay, good.
Which stunned me, to be honest, because he looks like a huge nerd.
Oh, Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think Tom Brady is cool as hell.
Yeah, I think he's really... kind of cool, and it's surprising.
I don't expect his personality to look so great in this, though.
I think his golf game's just going to not be as good as the other three.
Well, that, and he's going to get, breaking news, super competitive in all this.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be thinking about trash talking.
No.
He's going to be thinking about, damn, I want to win.
That's what I'm interested in watching.
So it's
watching
Tiger and Peyton and against Phil and Tom?
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So you put a big personality Peyton... with Tiger, whose personality is probably won't come off.
Mud.
Yeah. Mickelson, have you guys ever watched Fireside with Phil?
Yeah,
he is great. I love that dude.
He's funny.
He is. And then Brady, you don't know, although you guys say, you know, to me, outsider looking in, not the greatest person. So they matched up personalities well.
They did.
As far as teaming.
I think they balanced it.
Tiger and Peyton are -205 favorites. not that I was looking at it.
No, of course not. Right. By the way, how are the Dinos doing today?
They're actually down currently 4-1, but they're on fire, man. They
Did
lost
you get
by
your T-shirt.
No, not yet.
Come on, dude.
Dino dongs.
Dino's dongs.
No, Dino is singular. Dino dongs, right?
Oh,
I don't know. Keep going. Dino's though. I'm dong? Enjoying this conversation.
First off, Jamie, let me just say this: 1-800-GAMBLER. So here, that's just one thing.
Only
if you lose. So anyway, so that's the matchup, and I think Tom Brady is going to be ultra competitive. Go figure. And his personality is not.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to when their competitive like overdrive comes in.
Yeah,
because you know all four of them have it.
All right, as the just the fan watching this thing, who's going to come off as your favorite person, and who's going to come off as your least favorite?
Peyton, I think.
Peyton will come off as your favorite?
Absolutely.
You think so, James?
I think he would grow on my nerves by a full 18.
Oh, who's gonna
come
off?
I can only take Peyton in small doses. Like, I find him good and funny and charming and all that, but in tiny doses.
He dominates conversation.
Yeah, like, I think he's going to be like, oh, cameras, look at me, I'm Peyton. I got this big forehead.
Jamie, no,
I don't hate
man.
I got a big forehead. What's the matter with you?
Jesus.
No, I just think he'll grow old after 18 holes.
All right, so who do you think's going to come out as the fan favorite?
Phil.
I think that's a possibility.
Oh, that's a good underdog.
Who's going to come out as like, ooh, he didn't come off all that well?
Tiger.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, Tiger, already.
Tiger wants to win this, so he's not going to be, he's not going to have time for jokes.
Yeah.
He's going to be MJ concentrated.
By the way, that was the first time I sneezed since back in studio.
So we all just got the Rona?
No, we are, like, did I freak you out?
No, I didn't even notice
it. I'm not asking to be funny. I'm asking to, like,
no.
That's the world now.
I got to tell you, I go into a store and I see somebody sneeze, I feel bad for them. Like, I do.
It's
like, plague! Boom! And everybody flies.
Not only did I just sneeze, but I almost did a legit spit take as I took a sip of my drink here. Yeah.
You're a mess over there. Thank God we're like 8-10 feet apart.
We're pretty far apart, that's for sure. But yeah, I think Tiger is already a guy that doesn't exactly have the best reputation. So, I'll tell you where I turned around on Phil Mickelson is that whole yoga leg kick that I thought was fake.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty wild. And then he did it to the guy in the lobby of the hotel with the bottle on his head. That's amazing. I got to do yoga or something, because that guy, he's amazing.
He's really gotten to embrace, like, being part of fandom. You know, with the thumbs up thing, remember that? He wanted to do it 1,500 times during a round. He told everybody. And then he does the calves thing, because he has these unbelievably huge calves.
They are
so
nice
now
calves,
he shows them up. Then he does
he must
beautiful
work out.
Calves. And then he does this fireside with Phil, where he is hysterical.
Yeah, he's funny.
Like, he's a down-to-earth, gets-it dude.
Mark, by the way, if you'd like to do yoga, now's a great time to start, because a lot of these studios are offering at-home classes. So you could hop on Instagram, follow a yoga instructor, and you pay the, you know, whatever fee it is.
You lost me at pay, but go ahead.
And you can do yoga at home in the comfort of your home, so you don't have to worry about farting in a studio around a lot of attractive women in tight pants. Because that's my biggest
fear. Can you order the mat on Amazon?
Sure.
All right. There you go, Mark.
You can kill
two birds with one stone.
No. Addie does it all the time now.
No.
She supports her local studio.
No, because I'm going to be taking a vacation in a couple weeks. I
don't want to start now.
No, I want to start a workout now before I have like my shirt off for a whole day.
So yeah, I can get you in touch with the studio.
One of the people going on vacation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Like I'd like my wife to look at me and be like, I think we should make another human. You know what I'm saying? We already made one. She's pretty cool.
Not so like, why am I married to this bowl of porridge?
Yeah, it's just like look at me and be like, our days are numbered. We had a good run.
I have that thought all the time.
Mark, put your shirt back.
No, but I have
Mark, there's other people around.
Yeah, put your shirt back on. You're starting to burn.
Of all the things I've done around... that ain't me, yeah, right. Of all the things I've done during quarantine, one thing I did do was put together the weight bench. I painted.
Yeah.
I built a studio in the basement.
You didn't use the weight bench as like a tool bench?
I did not. I was tempted to, but I did not. All right, coming up, we're going to let you hear from Miles Sanders as promised. And you know what else we have for you? We have our top five quarterbacks. So let's get our...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Man, Dan Schwartz up here. Danny, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man.
Yeah, so your mind got me going all over the place like usual. Jeff's call, which was excellent.
Yep.
Mixed with Bob saying that he kind of sees through other people's eyes, it had me thinking of that. Jeff would be great for a Quantum Leap episode. I don't know if you got.
Oh this. My Quantum God, Leap. Scott Bakula, absolutely.
Yeah, wouldn't Quantum that be Leap. Awesome, dude? I'd love to see that.
A thousand percent. Love that show.
Yeah, that's a great show. I wanted to bring up the point that. But I think when this all ends, obviously, and sports fans come back to the stadiums, I think it's just going to be such an unbelievably big moment. Of course, the pandemic's going to go down in history. It's going to be something that's talked about in the history textbook for years. But that first moment of bringing everybody back together, I think it's going to be something special that, like, I don't think any of us have felt or seen something like that before in our lifetime. I mean, other than personal relationships.
No, I agree with you. That's going to be, like, for a lot of people, that's going to be an emotional outlet. Like, I know we'll all be excited. We'll all be extremely happy to be out and excited and all that jazz. But, like, emotionally, for people to have that kind of norm, because there's just a different vibe when you're around people that you know were going through the same thing you were going through for 20, you know, for however long it is. But when you're around 20,000 people that were all going through the same thing, 40,000 people, whenever that day is that you can all be allowed back in the stadium, that's going to be an emotional day.
You could say it's going to hit you in the feels. Gonna hate you in the field, and I got that from you, brother.
Oh, my man. Thanks,
all right,
Dan.
Real quick, oh, I just got a Sixers question and then a general question, and I'll let you go. This is directed towards all of you, but with Feibel and Shig Milton, do you think this layoff could potentially like help them kind of like, it's almost like a break to refresh their mind, to see the things that they were kind of, you know, struggling with and to work on? Like, more for veteran players, I don't think is as much as a benefit for these young guys to, you know, look back on what they did. And then,
One at a time. Thibel, yes. Shake, no. Shake was playing great. I didn't want to stop that. Thibel was hitting that wall, starting to pull himself out of it a little bit, but I think it'll more benefit Matisse Thibel than it would Shake Milton.
Yeah, it's almost like I view it like they're going into their second year almost. It's been that it'll be that long of a layoff until they play again.
Right.
So there's got to be a lot of growth and things they can look at to grow. I mean, I'm only assuming. And then just your guys' thoughts on Pop-Tarts, and Jamie will know the reference from yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
Yeah, no, Dan.
I'm a toaster strudel guy all day long.
Toaster strudel. That's where you have the icing that you put on top after it comes
work.
Out.
It's superior to the Pop-Tart, but it's not as convenient and easy.
Yeah.
Surely you got to warm up the icing a little bit, yeah. So you get the proper smear.
Yeah.
Schmear. It's a great word. Schmear.
And what kind of design do you put on there with the icing?
How immature do you grow?
Yeah.
Go.
I did it. I did it one time.
One time you did the strudel?
12 or 13 years old. I don't know how old I was. And I was like, this is too much work. And you know what it was the feeling of? It was the feeling when that organic peanut butter really started flying off the shelves and my wife started buying it. And it was like, I got to stir the peanut butter before I actually have the peanut butter.
No.
And I'm like, who's working for who here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then did I buy this? Why am I working for the company? Like, that's ridiculous to me.
Because it's organic. It's better for you. It's free range peanut butter.
The peanuts were talked to every night before bed, before they were harvested.
You guys are doing such a great job. You guys are just doing wonderful.
You're the most beautiful peanut in the world.
Presenting just beautifully. Better than all the other peanuts out there. Mr. Peanut, for instance, you're better.
He's dead. It's your time to shine, organic peanut.
Good times, peanut butter. No, for me, we did talk about it earlier because for whatever reason it came up in regularity last night right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I believe the conversation was led by our own Devon Givens.
I think he's now a serial killer.
Well, quite literally.
Serial being the word.
It came up, and I think that you got to go with the gold standard, which is the strawberry frosted Pop-Tart.
But that's not the gold standard.
It's absolutely the gold standard.
No.
How is it not
the gold standard?
That's
like you being a baseball fan and saying, Barry Bonds is the gold standard. And you say, no. There was a guy before that like really built baseball. That was Babe Ruth. There was people before that. There would be no Pop-Tart if there wasn't the brown sugar Pop-Tart, Mark.
I could not disagree with you more.
Oh, the brown sugar. It's the granddaddy of Pop-Tarts.
It's the most overrated Pop-Tart in the history of Pop-Tarts.
It's the granddaddy of Pop-Tarts.
I could not disagree with you more.
Jamie? Granddaddy of Pop-Tarts?
I'm not too familiar with the brown sugar. I'm a strawberry man.
Strawberry icing?
Chocolate chip's quite delightful, too. It's a little dessert in breakfast form.
Oh, yes. No, I have had the chocolate chip.
I can't do the s'mores and chocolate for breakfast.
What's the matter with you?
I know. That's why I like the brown sugar or the strawberries, because it's a fruit. I can do fruit for breakfast.
Let's break the rules, Bob.
I can't do cookies.
I enjoy the last thing I eat during the day usually is something of a sweet variety. All right? It's usually a dessert type of thing.
Right? Okay.
I'm not in the minority there. However, I will say one of the best things you can end the day with is a s'more Pop-Tart.
Mm.
And then when I'm feeling healthy, I only have one. I save the other one for the next night.
I want some Nutter Butters last night.
Okay, that's fine. There you go. That's the avenue to explore.
I'm not a sweets guy. It's the only ounce of discipline I have in my life is that I really, really steer clear of like cupcakes and cake and all that. So I don't do sweets.
But you do enjoy sweets.
Oh my God, I love them.
Okay, so it's a health decision you're
making. It is.
The people that are like, I'm not a sweet eater. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why not?
I mean, I have a brother-in-law who's in great shape who like, he just scoops ice cream every night. Like, he loves the ice cream and loves his sweets and stuff, and God bless him. Mm. If I did, I'd be fine, because I'm excessive, so I would really. Now, my son Tommy, I make him s'mores during the summertime, warmer weather. I make him s'mores as his snack almost every night.
Okay.
Yeah. And the real s'mores. Yeah. Oh, no, the real s'mores. Yeah.
The whole reason, like, we bought one of them Chiminea jazzes, right? The whole reason was to make s'mores. It wasn't for warmth. We've been teasing this, and I want to get to it here, because it's Miles Sanders. And we've been talking about Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz and Pop-Tarts have been two heavily things in the mix today.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. But nonetheless, Carson Wentz, if he finally has weapons around him for the first time since 2017, weapons that will stay healthy, the odds are that he'll stay healthy because he won't have that Superman gene thinking to himself, I gotta do it all. So, Miles Sanders yesterday posted a video of him working out. He also did an interview on Sirius XM where he talked about what he wants to bring to the table. Jamie, let's first hear Miles Sanders during his workout where the letters MVP are mentioned. Take a listen to this.
Oh, say it again. I don't think they heard it. MVP, yeah. You heard the man.
MVP year. Little glimpse into his workout as he's doing, what was he doing, like shuffle drill, cone drill thing? Like,
yeah, he was tied up to one of those, the rubber bands.
Yeah, one of those jazzes.
And doing drills and stuff I can't do.
Again, my version of healthy is just one s'more Pop-Tart, save the one for the next day. My version of a salad is getting the son of the Baconator and not the Baconator, right? This guy's running with the bands around him, basically.
Yeah.
All right. That's the mindset you want to have. And the guy that, the former athlete that in Philadelphia I always go to of saying it before it happens is Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're the team to be.
Think it into existence.
Yeah, exactly. Visualize your success.
And Miles followed it up with a tweet. I guess he was maybe getting some guff from some people. He said, my confidence is through the roof and I know what I can do for this team. I ain't apologizing for saying that. Just don't be surprised when it happens.
Oh, baby!
I love it.
That makes me, like, warm. You want to talk about hit me in the feels? That's warm and fuzzy right there. That's tingly right there. That's too Pop-Tart worthy right there. That's what you want to hear from this running back. And, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but I started with a lot of confidence surrounding this young man. Christian McCaffrey, when he got paid by the Carolina Panthers, I looked at Miles Sanders. I said, why can't he do that? Not that I'm hoping he makes that money, because then, you know, he might move on. But in terms of skill set, he can do everything on the football field Christian McCaffrey can do. I'm 100% convinced of it. And if he wants to put in more work this offseason, going from rookie to sophomore year, really make an impact on the league, yeah, he can absolutely do that. He can bring to this offense what Christian McCaffrey has done in Carolina. I have no doubt about it whatsoever. And the fact that his bar right now is at an MVP level, that's where he has it at. That's where I want to be. If he's playing MVP, guess what? It looks like Carson's pretty damn healthy. You know what? It also looks like he's playing at a level that's superseding any other running back in the league. And this could be that breakout year, especially when you're talking about setting the bar and your goals that high for yourself going into just your sophomore season. I love hearing that. When people were ripping Jimmy Rollins, because don't forget, it wasn't like Jimmy Rollins said that and all of Philadelphia was like, yeah, that's our guy. I would say probably 70% of Philadelphia was like, what the hell has Jimmy Rollins ever done? Shut up. The other 30% was like, uh-uh. When was the last time you could look at a Philadelphia Philly and say, man, that guy's got swagger? You couldn't. Jimmy Rollins was the first guy to really bring that to the table.
So you got Miles Sanders can do the same things as Christian McCaffrey. So we're talking 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving
absolutely.
In the same season.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, Christian McCaffrey got how many targets in the passing game?
That's
like
okay,
165 or something?
Sure. Okay. All right, but Mark has him on that pedestal.
Absolutely.
So he's
going to,
and which is fine.
I think skill-wise he is.
Right. And what pick was he taking in the draft?
Christian McCaffrey?
No.
Or Miles Sanders?
Miles Sanders.
53.
You son of a.
What's number 53 going to do for the Eagles this year?
Hopefully not play.
Hopefully be a backup quarterback.
Why do you have to do this, Bob? Why?
I'm just saying it doesn't leave my.
People accuse me
there.
Of like looking for a reason to talk about it again.
Well,
how did you just get to that point, Bob?
I just did. I would love for next year the wide receiver that they took at number 53 say, I'm going to be the best receiver in the league. And then you got two guys competing that you took at 53 to be the best offensive player in the league. Instead, your 53 pick this year is hoping to be the backup quarterback by week five.
We were just talking.
I didn't mean to bring you down.
We were talking about s'more Pop-Tarts, like one of the greatest things you could ever talk about in the history of man. And now I got Jalen Hurts on my mind.
I'm sorry.
Robert! Damn it, man!
You know what? It was like, it was the last breath I had of complaining about that. That's it. It's out. I'm done.
Three running backs have won MVP since 2005.
Ooh.
Can you name them?
McCaffrey.
No.
No, McCaffrey didn't win MVP.
McCaffrey?
Since 2005?
Yeah. Three running backs. And no repeats. All three unique individuals.
LaDainian?
Yes, that's one.
That's
ooh,
one of them.
Good call.
Daniels, yeah. No, I'm blanking.
That's Steven Jackson.
Oh, Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson is two. Yeah. Third, I don't think you'll get.
Priest Holmes. No, he was before 2005.
Kind of same stadium.
Jamal Charles?
You're warm.
Jamal Charles?
No.
Larry Johnson?
No. Think more northwest of the country.
Oh, whatchamacallit?
Sean Alexander.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah, Sean Alexander I wasn't getting, but yeah. I remember he was on Madden.
So if Miles can get there... Great.
Hey, I'm all for it.
It's not an easy award to win as a running back.
Now, I think that he can get those numbers, 1,000 yards receiving, 1,000 yards passing, or 1,000 yards rushing. But the main factor is that you're going to have more weapons than you had in Carolina. So that would be the reason he doesn't make it to those numbers.
Yeah, numbers can't be.
But when it comes to skill set, no, he can absolutely bring
that. If I took it back to 2000 and there's four running backs, can you name the fourth?
Is it Priest Holmes?
Wait,
there?
What did you say?
If I take it back to the year 2000, four running backs have won MVP. Can you name the fourth? He works in the media these days. A little hint.
Running back that works in the media. Yeah, I'm drawing a complete blank.
Marshall Faulk, year 2000.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I knew it, bastard. Anyway, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. When we come back, we got our own top five quarterbacks in honor of Carson Wentz. And being slighted by CBSSports.com's Pete Prisco, saying that Carson Wentz is not a top 100 player in the NFL. Doesn't even have him, obviously. He's got, like, what, 11 quarterbacks on this list? 10 quarterbacks on this list? One of them, not Carson Wentz. Boban Marjanovic is listed for whatever reason. Time of the Fanatic, 742.
NHL return discussions. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. The Athletic's Pierre LeBrun held a Q&A yesterday with the NHL's chief content officer, Steve Mayer, on the possible return of their season. In the discussion, Mayer stated that if all goes well, the NHL and their players' union could agree on a return format within the next 7 to 10 days. In the case of a 24-team format, the Flyers could have a first-round bye as the fourth-best team in the Eastern Conference. ESPN announced that it has not yet been determined if the top seeds will have their own three-game tournament to shake off the rust. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Right now, you need dependable internet and endless entertainment. Xfinity has you covered with reliably fast speeds and protection for your Wi-Fi connected devices with advanced security. Plus, get the most in-home Wi-Fi coverage with xFi Pods. And when it comes to TV, Xfinity is your home for all your streaming apps. You'll even get Peacock Premium included at no extra cost. We'll also get you up and running quickly with contactless service visits and equipment drop-off. So whether you need to tackle a presentation, a science project, or just your new favorite show in your new favorite sweatpants, Xfinity is here to make it all simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for as low as $54.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, you'll get advanced security included when you get the xFi Gateway. To schedule your free contactless delivery, visit Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 6/15/20. Restrictions apply. New Choice Double Play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fee, extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Marvin E. Cann's Heating and Cooling wants you to know that as an essential provider, they are open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Find out more online at marvinecanns.com. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
If you love online poker, we've got game. PokerStars, the world's number one poker site, is live in PA. Now that winter is over, spring into winning with poker plus tons more casino games. Ante in today and get $30 free play on your first deposit, plus your next deposit matched up to $600. Now that's a winning hand. Download the PokerStars app or play online at PokerStars.com. Pennsylvania, New Jersey only. In partnership with Mountaineer. 21 and over. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At WSFS Bank, we've been working hand-in-hand with businesses in our region for almost 200 years. Along the way, we've learned what it takes to be a good business banking partner. Like bankers with decades of local experience who are actually decision makers. So every business loan we make is approved right here. Experience, service, and accessibility. That's how WSFS has become the largest locally headquartered business lender in the region. We're WSFS Bank, and we stand for service. How can we help your business grow? To learn more, visit WSFSBank.com. Member FDIC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
If you're a pro who manages properties or replaces appliances regularly, it helps to have a go-to resource like Lowe's. We have the brands pros have trusted for years. Solid names like Maytag, Whirlpool, and GE. All easily ordered on lowesforpros.com and all quickly delivered to the job site with free delivery 7 days a week. Even better, you can get up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event. Whatever you need today or any day, Lowe's is pro ready. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery applies to appliances $2.99 or more. U.S. only.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
To those who love the grind, run with us on a John Deere Gator UV. Because your daily routine may change, but the land stays the same. There's still work to be done, a herd to keep in line, and ground to cover. Being linked to the land means the work never stops. So keep going on a Gator UV, featuring a hefty payload capacity, smooth riding suspension, and the power to forge ahead. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Now, more of Farsetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
So we'll jump back more into the conversation with Carson Wentz and whether or not he's a top five quarterback, because he's not even a top 10 according to Pete Prisco in the NFL. And we all said we were going to do our top five guys right now in the NFL. This is for the 2020 season. This isn't for, like, drafting now to start a franchise, which is what I like to go more on. This is just to play 1 year. So this is essentially one-year contracts, guys, is what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, this season's all that matters. Until the next season.
Here's what I got. Here's what I got for you. As soon as I find it, I'm going to give it to you. Here we go. Patrick Mahomes, number one. Any disagreement?
I have Mahomes one.
Good job out of all of you. Russell Wilson, number two.
No.
Wow. Piping hot takes. Lamar Jackson, reigning MVP, number three. Aaron Rodgers, number four. Carson Wentz, number five. That's who I have in my top five right now to go play. And in case you are wondering, Drew Brees is number 30. So go ahead, Bob. Who do you have?
Number one, I have Mahomes. For this season, number two, I have Lamar Jackson, who I look as a younger version of Russell Wilson, although Wilson's probably a better winner, but I'll take my chances with Jackson. Wilson, I have three. Aaron Rodgers, four. Drew Brees, five.
Drew Brees, old rag arm Brees.
Rag arm who threw 27 touchdown passes last year while missing five games to only four interceptions.
Yeah, and that is amazing that he did that while not throwing a pass in the air past 5 yards. That's a great
Carson Wentz didn't do that much last year either after Deshaun Jackson went down.
That was an amazing thing. Jamie Lynch.
So when I started this, in my head, I had Wentz at like six or seven.
Okay.
When I actually got down to it,
he fell.
Top 15? No, I have him fifth.
Oh, my God.
I have him fifth.
You're a brilliant man.
I mean, looking at the list, you know, like, of course, Tom Brady's had the better career.
Now we're just talking about who he won as a quarterback this year.
I think Tom Brady's kind of done. I have one Mahomes, two Wilson, three Rodgers, four Brees, five Wentz.
Brees
Lamar Jackson, not in the top five.
Reigning MVP.
He doesn't have MVP in the top five.
Yeah, you got to prove it again. I mean, he's an, I hate to say it, but still an unknown to me.
How is Carson ahead of him, though, in your mind?
If you go on the proven, what is Carson proven?
He's got that Super Bowl ring that Lamar Jackson can kiss.
The Super Bowl ring. Come on.
Yeah.
He didn't win the Super Bowl.
He got them 85% of the way there.
That's not all the way there.
Yeah, well, home field and byes are very crucial to winning Super Bowls.
He didn't even get home field. He didn't even get the bye.
All right. Without his 11 wins in 13 games, Nick Foles doesn't have the chance to get the bye.
All right. My facts? Yes.
Yeah, no. There's no way I'm taking Lamar Jackson ahead of Carson Wentz.
If you're Carson Wentz, if you're Carson Wentz,
I would have Jackson like sixth or seventh, like right there. But no.
If you're Carson Wentz, and let's say you retire, not now, but down the line, right? And you don't win a Super Bowl, do you consider yourself do you consider yourself a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
Damn right I do.
Stop it! Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Why?
Does he have a ring with number 11 on it?
He was on a Super Bowl winning team.
Yes, but
I don't know if I can call him the Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yes. We're getting into semantics. He did the groundwork with no Carson Wentz. Nick Foles isn't a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, but even people screw up the 30th floor of a skyscraper.
Nick Foles played two near perfect games.
Yeah, he did. It was incredible.
Carson Wentz played like 13 of them season.
Yes, they did. Yeah. He also lost to the Chiefs in week two.
That's because Doug wasn't running the ball.
I remember it well. I remember bitching and moaning about it. Everyone knows
I remember exactly where I was.
Where were you?
I was in LBI, and I was so angry.
I have Carson Wentz right now as his top five quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I have him number five. I don't.
Everybody else has weapons. Like everyone else, that I have below him have weapons. People that are above him have weapons. Carson's top five to me because I saw him last year with Greg Ward off the practice squad, a bust of second round pick.
You know who I kind of forgot about when making the list?
Who's that? Sean Watson.
Yeah, but weapons.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have him top five, but he's right there.
I have Watson at six.
Yeah, I would have Watson and Jackson like 6-7.
He had two great wide receivers. His guys is absolutely balling for him out there in Houston. He's really good. I'm not saying he's not good, but he also had weapons. What would Carson do with those weapons, right? Those are what the what-ifs come in. I think Carson's going to have some weapons this year. They got to prove themselves, obviously, but I think he is good enough to be a top five quarterback. Now, here's what is it. Let's bring in Sam, because let's get an update on our Twitter poll here, brought to you by Window Nation, 1-866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. I think it's absolutely something you can talk about here. Sam, what are the good people of Philadelphia saying right now about Carson Wentz being a top five quarterback in the NFL?
Today we asked, in your non-biased Eagles opinion, is Carson Wentz a top five QB in the NFL? Yes or no? We have just under 1,500 votes already, and it's close. 52% are saying no, he is not.
Wow! Okay, we should have asked for their biased opinions. Sam, thanks. I look at that, and do you have Carson Wentz in the top five, Sam?
Five or six, I would say.
Five or six.
I'd have to write it out.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I got to do, too. I always have to. I have to see it if I'm going to learn it, that kind of thing. I agree. Like, I know you got to write it out. I did write it out, and I have him as my fifth best quarterback in the NFL.
Carson's last four games last year that we've alluded to, and Mark, you've especially said, are probably, to you, more impressive. Not just the last four games, but the last four games that included the season, getting them to 9-7. Here's what he was the last four games of last year. Going 4-0 against division teams. With scrub receivers, exactly. He completed 66% of his passes.
Oh.
He averaged 300 yards a game.
Oh.
Seven touchdowns, no interceptions.
It's getting hot in here.
Quarterback rating of 99.
That was wrong. I just took my shirt off.
As he was keying on Greg Ward.
To me, the ultimate judge of a quarterback is how you perform in the red zone. Because,
oh my God, his numbers are unbelievable.
The field shrinks, the coverage is tighter, you have to make quicker decisions, it's just, you don't have as much room to work with. It's being a quarterback in a pressure cooker. Last year in the red zone, Carson Wentz had 21 touchdowns and zero interceptions. That is top five material.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy's excellent, and as long as he stays healthy, I think he'll be back to that perennial MVP form. I really do.
In the red zone for his career?
Oh, it's insane. He's got, like, what, six picks?
At one point, he was 72 touchdowns to two interceptions.
Yeah, like, that's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to see him out in, like, playoff wins.
Yeah, I could say the same thing about Lamar Jackson.
Of course you could.
Yeah.
But he also does have that MVP trophy. That's pretty nice cool. to have.
All right, Carson's got this Lombardi.
It's
beautiful. Have you ever seen it up close?
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
I was there when Nick Foles handed it to him. Yeah. I was 10 feet away.
It's great.
And I saw Nick Foles look at him and go, hey, someday it'll be you. You know why? Because it ain't you today. It's me, Nick Foles, BDN, deal with it. I think those are the words that I read from his lips. Let's we have somebody giving it to us right here on Twitter. Sonny telling us right now on Twitch, rather. Mahomes, Russ, Wentz, Lamar, Breeze. He is Wentz third on that list. Now, again, this was non-biased opinions we were soliciting for this entire vote here. But, like, I look at it as a guy that has a lot of potential that still has to be reached. But you can't deny the talent that you've seen. I mean, there's no better. The best throw I've seen Carson Wentz make was the throw he made against the Redskins last year.
Oh, to Miles Sanders,
That was, like, rolling out, finding Miles Sanders, trusting him down down the sideline, but, you know, right by the out of bounds in the end zone. And threading the needle past them with three defenders?
Mm-hmm.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Not just that, but also to look off the safety at the last second to make him freeze, to open up that window to throw the ball to Miles Sanders. Great presence of mind. I don't see how you can look at that. Like, Dak Prescott is not making that throw. And Dak Prescott's 46 on this list. We're talking about Pete Prisco's list. for CBSSports.com, and we'll give you some of the travesties on this list in a few minutes. We'll also let you hear from Miles Sanders a little bit more. And I also mentioned in baseball, finally one person came out, a player, and said the right thing that you want to hear. Look, bottom line is I do want baseball back. But in the dark recesses of my mind, if there's one sport that needs to kind of shut it down to revamp itself, it is Major League Baseball. And that's coming as a guy that loves baseball. But it has a lot of soul searching to do. It's the you work on you. We need some time apart. You work on you for a while. Especially if more things come out about not being able to agree on the financial terms of resuming baseball. 610-632-0975. Let's get to our man Sean up here. Mediocre man. What's up, Sean?
Eddie.
Hey, what's up, man?
I was going to chime in on whether Carson Wentz is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. You know, I'm trying to stay with the conversation because I know you've been disappointed in some of my recent calls. Where I've
kind of... Nah, never disappointed, Sean. Disappointed. Never,
Sean. Like, you don't just throw things out there. You feel a certain way, and you let us know your passion.
Your
towards
passion.
Subject.
We love your passion, Sean.
Exactly. I want to be mediocre with lots of enthusiasm. You know. So. All right, but anyway,
yes.
I would like to respond to the Carson Wentz, is he currently a Super Bowl winning quarterback, by posing a question that you often hear in basketball. Who is the greatest basketball player who ever lived that's never won a championship?
Okay, I mean, Charles Barkley.
An NBA championship.
Charles Barkley's one of the names that always pops to mind.
Karl Malone. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.